glorious angels, terrified shepherds, no room at the inn, a manger, a baby. We have heard this Christmas story again and again for our entire lives, and we know it by heart. And most people that we know it too, at least the version that's on Christmas cards. The world has tamed this story and animated it for TV so that it's part of everybody's culture. All over the world, everybody knows the story. But for Christians, for us, we've been inching our way every week through Advent, putting up decorations, but respectfully waiting through the Advent season. And tonight, it's here. The waiting is over. Everything that we've been waiting for is here. So we can spark up the candles and light up the world and sing our best hymns and shout peace on earth and Merry Christmas from the rooftops. We are jubilant at the arrival of our Lord and Savior. And the party is just beginning. Such is the opposite in the secular world that's been crazily getting ready for Christmas and the malls and everything open and people speeding around and it just slams to a shut. Even In-N-Out will probably be closed tomorrow. What a liminal space that we find ourselves in tonight, with one foot still in the world and one foot in that wild, pure joy of the miracle of birth. Here at this intersection, we part ways with our secular friends because they get to enjoy a few days off. And on our road as Christians, our work has just begun. I've shared a poem by Howard Thurman with you guys before, but it's so perfect for tonight. It says, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart." Tonight, we will be invited to join our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven to praise our God. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And although we are just mere mortals, our voices can rise up to the heavens, joining together with all the angelic voices and all the people on earth, and bonding with every citizen of heaven, with angels above us in Bethlehem and Mountain View, and angels among us in hospital rooms and grocery stores and homeless shelters, in the cars next to us. Our songs rise to praise this joyous occasion, this miracle of birth, this miracle of saving grace, this divine soul in a tiny, fragile human body who grows and walks and heals and cries and loves with us. Tonight, he is here in this manger of our church, in this place that we call home in our imaginations and in our very hearts. Our Savior, who is the Messiah, our Lord, is here. And we are changed by this event. We are transformed by the Word made flesh, the incarnate Christ. All of the company of heaven tells us so. And now we take our peace to all people, and our joyful song will make music in the heart of the world. Merry Christmas.